Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. Welcome back to Company Showcase, Larry.
Thank you.
Larry, again, another very busy week at American Manganese. What are you working on right now?
Oh, well, a lot of conference calls are being made, and more contacts are coming in. Unfortunately, they're under NDA, which is fine. You know, the reality of the whole situation is when we get the demonstration plant up and running, we can come with some solid numbers on what it's going to cost us to produce the cathode material at the end of the recycling process, and what our operation costs are going to be, what our build out costs are going to be. We can have all those things with this. I'm really looking forward to getting this started. And it's a little late in the year now to think about starting up before Christmas, but I'm hoping that we'll have all the pieces in and be able to start soon after. And it's going to be another milestone for the company. Now we can start putting numbers around things that I don't know how other people are doing, but you're seeing all kinds of distractions in the market. And some of those distractions are, still talking about the unprofitability of lithium-ion batteries and recycling lithium-ion batteries, I should say. And, as far as I can see, even from the back of the envelope for what we're doing right now, that couldn't be further from the truth. The title in the Sun Times is, "Will Electric Vehicle Battery Recycling Actually Be Economical?" Well, that is a good question. And, certainly when you look at all the processes, if some journalist does a deep dive, he's beginning to wonder if it could be, if there could be a profit at the end of the day. We think that there is. I mean, ever since we started down this path, we've been keeping track on the what I always call in the back of the envelope, I guess you'd call it back of the envelope projections. And the projections are that, yes, we think we can make a profit. We've only optimized on that through everything that we've done. And it would be nice to have those numbers, provided by the demonstration plant. And I think that'll change the whole shift on what people are thinking about on recycling. So, and what a lot of companies are not really facing up to is the fact that there's still pollution being introduced into the environment. And we want to keep that out of the environment. So, hence our work with scraps. And we should have, reuse of water. We should have the product at the end of the day getting close to 100% recoveries and very little, if any, waste material. So that, is something we've strived for from the very beginning, and now it's starting to show itself as being an important aspect of recycling. And so I feel good about everything, Jim. It's going on that way. There's other articles out there like, Tesla saying they're going to go to iron phosphate, lithium iron phosphate batteries. They have no value. And they're heavy. And, so you won't get the mileage out of them. And, they're just not recyclable unless you want to go into a cost plus situation where somebody can recycle that material and, bury it somewhere. The waste material and, get the graphite and the metals out. Now, there's no value in resale of those metals. So, the only thing that has value is lithium, and that's a very small portion of a lithium iron phosphate battery. So that's not going to carry any weight. So, I've included an article in here by a Korean group that, pretty much, said it the way it is, and that is that you're not going to make any money. You're not going to be able to recycle those batteries with a profit. So, if anything, it's going to cost you more at the end of the day than putting in a nickel manganese cobalt battery, for example, because that is recyclable and you can get, we can get 100% of the valuable metals back and put into a new battery. So, these are things that work in our favor. Maybe they look like they're coming from offside and they're not favorable, but people want to look at our transparency. They'll see that that's exactly what we've been working for the last few years. And getting this demonstration plant up and going is critical for us to start out the into the new year and have some numbers to build a commercial plant around. So that's a very interesting thing. There's other articles out there where trains are going to start using lithium-ion batteries for power, and it goes a long ways. There's airplanes that are being developed to do that. There's ships that are being developed to do that. One of the major ones here is right in the Vancouver area. And cars, trucks, off-road vehicles, underground vehicles, mining, some companies have already gone 100% lithium ion. So, the usage for lithium ion batteries is going to go through the roof. And certainly the electric vehicle is going to be the leader in all that. So, I see nothing but good times coming for the company. And, I have articles attached to this podcast that speak to some of these things that I just talked about. And I think we got a clear path forward. You know, we've got money in the bank, enough money in the bank to see a clear path to commercial production. And we've de-risked everything. Now the last de-risking is the demonstration plant. And that's going to be a big feather in our cap, because that'll just be the climax of all the work that we've done to date. And so, Jim, it's been a hectic week. My birthday fell in the middle of this week, and it's been I got a lot of good wishes, and it's something that we're just going to carry forward with our work. And I put my birthday behind me. I never think much about my birthday, but a lot of other people do, especially family. And I had a nice dinner. So what can I say?
For our new listeners, what's American Manganese all about, Larry?
American Manganese is a critical metals company that developed a process for treatment of low grades of manganese in the U.S. And the U.S. has manganese deposits, but they're all low grades. And we developed a process that's patented, and we can turn around the 2 to 3% material, which is garbage in most of the manganese mines in the world, and turn that into valuable commodities. And that is the cornerstone of our recycling. It just so happened that fit perfectly. And we had a jump on that, and certainly our major push the first couple of years was to get those patents approved and get them written and get them in and do the work that was necessary to prove that we could do what we said we were going to do. And those patents will be ultimately important, and they are important now, but people don't see the value in that. They think, proprietary is just as good as patented, but you can certainly protect your patented process, where propriety is going to be a sticky wicket to try to protect. So, you don't know how many companies are using proprietary mythology that overlaps and would never make it through a patent application. But we got our patents, we did our proof of concept work, and we've done nothing but work ever since to achieve environmentally friendly closed-loop solution for recycling batteries, and we've gotten there. Now, you can, we've reported on every step of our way in our press releases that are in our, on our website, AmericanManganeseInc.com, and you can go there and find out every step that the company has taken. And, you know, I may do an accumulation of the major steps since we started this process the next, maybe before Christmas, you know, on so that people can look at it and, you know, and read through it in 3 or 4 minutes and see exactly what the company's done. So we're traded on the Toronto Venture Exchange under the symbol AMY. We're traded on the U.S. QB board under the symbol AMYZF. And we're traded in Frankfurt under the symbol 2AM. And the you can phone the company here at 778-574-4444. Or you can send me an email at LREAUGH@AMYMN.com.
Larry, thank you so much for the update and happy birthday.
Thanks, Jim.
My guest has been Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on November 19th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.